Thank you all for being here today. My name is Chief William Doberstein with the Fort Smith Police Department. We're here to address the incident that occurred yesterday at Fortuna High School. We were notified about this incident late afternoon. And I'll just kind of give you a rundown of some of the facts. Just be advised that there's a lot of evidence and facts that I won't be able to get into because this is an ongoing investigation and we currently have investigators that are interviewing multiple people at this time to tie up the investigation. But in a nutshell, basically, on October 22nd, yesterday afternoon, two students came forward to school administrators with some information of a plot by other students to harm several people at Fortuna High School. They immediately called the Fortuna Police Department. Our school resource officer and a detective responded to Fortuna High School. They were able to conduct some interviews at Fortuna High School. The two individuals that were implicated in this plot were taken into the office. And during that investigation, we located evidence on their person that was consistent with what was being told to school officials. And after some further investigation, those two individuals were placed into custody and taken to juvenile hall later in the evening. Last night, we conducted two search warrants, one at a house in Fortuna, one at a house in Rio Del that were connected with the two suspects in this case. We were able to obtain more evidence and information from those search warrants that we're currently processing. And the students that we took into custody are charged with conspiracy, making terroristic threats and disruption of school. So they're currently in juvenile hall. Again, we feel that the suspects that were taken into custody are the only two that are connected to this threat. We do not feel there's a current threat to students at Fortuna High School. We feel that the two individuals, again, that were taken into custody were the two and the only individuals involved in this conspiracy to commit harm to other students at the high school. I'd like to thank all the other agencies in Humboldt County, the Sheriff's Department, Eureka Police Department, Arcata Police Department, Rio Del Police Department, have all offered their assistance in this investigation and to help in any way that they can. And I'd also like to thank Glenn Sinistro, the superintendent of Fortuna High School, for the excellent working relationship we have. Having a school resource officer in place at Fortuna High School really helped us out a lot. Thank you to Measure Z for funding that position. This goes to show one of the really positive things that can come of having that officer in the school. So I'm gonna let Glenn say a few words to the lines or any questions that you may have.
Yeah, the main thing is, as far as the high school is concerned, is that we have to contact the Department of Health and Human Services to bring some counselors in case this, you know, any kids are having some difficulties, or really even any parents might have some difficulties, to be able to, help be able to mitigate that. Like I said, we just, like Bill said, we're very thankful for the fact that these students came forward and let us know. I mean, we always talk about it. If you see something or hear something, to say something. And just wanted to reassure you, we take this with the utmost alert that we can, and it does help having the police department right down the street. So I'm just glad that we're able to come to this conclusion, and we appreciate you being here. The reason why we called this press conference here is because really the school is still in session, and we're trying to get the kids, you know, to school and minimal distraction as possible. So I appreciate you being able to be willing to be here, and I know it was kind of a short notice thing, but we wanted to get the information out. It's probably not as timely as people would like to get information, but we want to make sure that the information we're getting out is correct. And we hate to just knee-jerk reaction to get information out that may be true or some truth to it instead of getting all the information. Limited on school, we have really, once we've called in law enforcement, we're limited on the information that we get. We're not a part of the investigation. We were just kind of on the initial part, getting them trying to receive the information and then pass the information on. So again, I really appreciate it. And everybody at the school has done an amazing job to be able to react to this quickly, swiftly. And this is as good a situation and outcome as we can hope for. So thank you.
Thank you. And I'd be happy to answer any questions
Was this threat or plot directed at any particular students, or was it more of a general threat directed towards the student
body? It was directed at particular students.
Yes. Someone that these two students had a disagreement with? Or?
That's still part of our investigation. I don't know the connection between the targeted students and the suspects at this point.
And you characterize it as a threat. Is it something that went out on social media or?
I can't really get into the evidence that we have as it relates to how we found out about the threat. But at this point, I don't have a connection with social media on it.
I'm just wondering, do these students have a history, and do their family have a history regarding threats? Or?
To my knowledge, no. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is there any evidence of a potential threat made based on hate toward a particular group?
Again, I can't get into the evidence on that. I don't know the motivation, but at first glance, it appears that this is not a hate crime, no. Yes.
I have a senior, so I've been through a couple different situations over the years. There was lots of social media that just wasn't true. There was one with a gun. A picture of a gun that went on social media that the kid had it at school. It was a see something, say something, someone had said something. Then there was another one with a bomb, if I recall right.
Mm-hmm.
It was again, a see something, say something. So these kids are actually telling people and parents, you know, what's going on in school. Had this not happened in this scenario, how bad of a situation were we looking at?
Well, again,
and if you can't, I know it's ongoing, but can you say what was going to be used in this threat? What kind of weapon?
I can't get into that right now at this point. We are still conducting interviews and collecting evidence, and I can't get into any of the evidence that we've obtained, and really can't speak to the evidence until we've talked to all the witnesses and interviewed everybody that we need to interview. But this incident, I believe, has no connection to those other incidents that you just brought up.
And I would just say from the school side, that's what we preach, right? I mean, regardless of what level you think it's at, you got to say something. Fortunately for us,
very
we
lucky.
Have been very lucky, yeah. So I feel like, you know, sometimes you feel like you keep saying stuff and you don't know if anybody's hearing. Apparently, they're hearing.
They are. You guys have done a really good job.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
It's obvious.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Are the targeted students, parents, or anybody going to be notified about their children?
We are conducting interviews with everybody that we feel may have been a target or associated with this incident.
Okay, because their families should know that.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. Any other questions?
Can you say if there was a firearm involved?
I can't get into the evidence at this point. I'm sorry. Yes.
Can you say anything about how large this group of students that West Arden was? Are you talking about a couple or a dozen? Or?
It's a fairly large group of individuals. Again, I'm not going to get into numbers because that's going to get into the evidence of the evidence that we obtained, and I don't want to taint the case by providing that evidence.
And I understand that. Can you speak to whether they were identified by name by these students, or identified as far as a class or a group or a club or an affiliation?
Yeah. Again, I would love to answer that question, and maybe I will be able to at a later time, but right now I can't get into that.
I have one last question.
Yes.
My son actually knows one of the individuals involved. No names. I didn't get a name from him. I didn't want to know. And he's told me that this kid was normal. Fairly normal, and it was like he wouldn't expect this child to do it. So I'm wondering on the school with your resources that you have, and do you guys check each individual kid? Are you in close contact with every kid that comes into the school? And do you feel like you have enough funding to help each child? And so you can see them, do you feel like you have enough money to and resources for that purpose, for this purpose?
Not to check every single kid in their mental state. just to be honest, I mean, I feel like we do a pretty good outreach on kids as far as staff members keeping, you know, a good relationship with kids and an open line of communication so that kids feel safe to be able to bring the information forward, just like the situations you've described. So, but as far as to be able to reach out to every single kid, probably not. In our district, we have 1,100 students, so that would be a difficult task for me to do. But I do feel like there is some personal contact with adults at each one of the school sites for each kid that's in there. But no uniform process, per se. Mm-mm. So, but again, I just can't, it's one of those things where you don't want to really be proud that it happened, but at the same time, we're extremely proud of the fact that kids were able to come forward and trust us with that. Unfortunately, it became true, right? Yeah. That they got verified, but at least we were able to do this and have this conversation as opposed to it not being able to have this conversation.
So you do feel like you have enough funding and resources to prevent as much as you can, as much as anybody could at a school.
Our school
in Fortuna High, we have enough resources.
it would be great if we could have more for the mental health and stuff like that, of the well-being. But I feel like we do at Fortuna High and Fortuna High District, I feel like we do as good as we can with what we're doing right now.
And we could use more.
We could always use more, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thankfully students came forward, but if they didn't come forward, have you spoken with teachers and have you asked them if they saw any signs?
Not specifically yet. We're just trying to deal with the situation going on right now. We've had a conversation with the staff, but not into that direct part. But we did let them know that kind of what transpired and to keep preaching the fact that we want kids to say something. If they, regardless of what they feel like it is, it's a joke or not, we want them to say something. Yes, sir.
So, were the suspects arrested at the campus? Were they at home? Or the time frame? Was it before school, during school?
They were arrested at the campus yesterday afternoon after we got this information and were able to conduct a preliminary investigation. They were placed under arrest and taken to juvenile hall later on in that evening.
It was towards the end of school, is that what you're trying to get to?
It was at the end of the school day.
Are there any additional suspects in this incident that you're investigating?
There are no additional suspects, and based on our investigation to this point, we do not believe there to be any additional suspects. We believe that the two that are in custody are the only two involved in this event. Yes?
I have two sophomores in the school, I'm glad you guys were able to get a timely response to this, but I feel like as parents, we should have known a lot earlier than 10:30 that there was a meeting at 12 that does not leave room for parents that are concerned and stuff that would like to be here to get off work to be here. And it's,
well, let me address that.
Hold on. Last year there was a problem with the shutdown. My kids were texting me and letting me know before I heard from the school that there was a lockdown. And then I couldn't get a hold of anybody, and then I finally got a response. And they're telling me I should fill out a certain form so that I get a text alert. I fill out a whole packet of forms before they start school. It's got my phone number, everything. They can leave me a voicemail. Well, they can send me a text message because I mark that I can receive text messages on the paperwork. Yet he's telling me I have to have a whole other form. I feel as parents, we should be alerted a lot quicker because, and my kids, I'm sorry, but until you know exactly what's going on, I feel like kids should make sure that they were out of school. Not in a lockdown, they should have been out of the school. Because if these kids had an explosive or something like that, they could have harmed a lot more people than they intended to. Accidents could have happened, and parents need to be informed a lot quicker. Like, I'm seriously frustrated.
Well, I understand your concern. From the police department standpoint, we were serving search warrants well past 10 o'clock last night. We addressed this first thing in the morning. We had a meeting with the superintendent to get as much information out as quickly as possible. And the reason we held the press conference so quickly is because typically in these sorts of incidents, a lot of false information gets out there. So we want to hold a press conference as soon as possible to get accurate information relayed to the public before we have 30 other stories that we have to counteract. Because in my past experience, that's what happens. If you don't hold a press conference quickly, I understand that it's inconvenient and it doesn't give people a lot of time to get here. It's only a couple hour notice. But if we don't get the story out immediately, then we're dealing with 25 different stories that we're answering questions to that have no relevance to the actual case that we're working.
I understand. I just feel like the school should have been notifying parents quicker. They should have had staff staying later, texting, calling, whatever. Like, I should have got this message last night that there was a problem.
I completely understand that. My kids go to school there as well. But my fear is we get out information too soon that's maybe not accurate. So it's a juggling act, I'll be honest with you, it is. And I felt like that the information that we had when they left us yesterday, we didn't have enough to go on to be able to alert the parents at that point in time. And it's just a call we have to make, and we're not always right. But we feel like we did the best we could, and really our first focus is to make sure the students that are currently on campus and staff that's on campus is safe as well. And as far as students getting out and texting for that we are, I don't care how good I am, I'm not gonna beat those kids in texting and getting that information out. So I'm hearing what you're saying, and I understand that. You shouldn't have to fill out a bunch of paperwork, I can work on that. But it is a tough thing to be able to, it's something that we try to juggle to figure out to get information out, but we also wanna get information out that's accurate. And so I understand your frustration.
Would you say that any of the information around this case has the potential to be distressing to students? And if so, would there be any resources available to them?
That's what I'm saying that I've talked to, yes, students and staff, really, and quite frankly, the whole community, really. And so we've talked with DHHS to get some extra counselors and stuff in as well. And we're trying the best we can with that. And I know we have others that can come down, it's just that sometimes we don't have room for everybody to be there as well. So, yeah.
So in a situation like this, are the kids at school at some point, is there, did the teachers talk to each classroom, or is there an announcement made so that the kids kind of get an idea what's up? Because I imagine that they start hearing things in the grapevine that aren't really sure what's going on, and therefore that contributes to angst and such. So is there going to be some sort of notification made to the kids about what happened and that everything is cool?
A lot of people received the same notification that you did. A lot of students do also. And that all call that we put out. Yes, once we will get more information, we can give a lot more concrete information to staff to be able to talk about with the kids. Yes, but that generally comes, I hate to say it, but a little bit longer because we've got to get the information correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
This seems to be like the third significant incident in which there was potential harm to other students as well as staff. I mean, it seems like more can be done, or more should maybe be done. It's becoming known as a pattern, like of three significant incidences of potential harm being done to other students. Can you speak to what else the school can do?
Well, there's a lot we could do. We could build a 10-foot fence around our entire thing and have everybody come through a metal detector. Unfortunately, as you know, this is very prominent in our news, right, in our media. And so our best defense is exactly what happened. Our best defense is, because a lot of the history that you follow, a lot of kids knew before something happened. And nobody said anything or nobody did anything. And so this is really the best case scenario we can have. I mean, even you look at some of the shootings, and they've had top of the line check-in systems and everything like that too, and it still happened. Sometimes it's the person that everybody's familiar with that they let in. I don't believe there's any fail-safe way to do it other than kids knowing before it happened, or an adult knowing before it happens and not saying something about it. That's the biggest thing we can do, and I feel like that's where I would put our resources rather than building a wall around there and having metal detectors is my thing. I don't know. There's no perfect answer for it, but certainly we are on. I feel like this went as good as it could have gone, to be honest with you. And it brings stress to me every single minute of every day of how to deal with this. And look at Fortuna High is unique. You know, Fortuna High has two major thoroughfares that border the campus. So there's threats really up and down our street, literally probably every day, that we don't know about. And we're kind of uniquely positioned on that. I'm open to all suggestions, really. I feel like that educating the students and educating the staff to be able to, if they see something, to say something is really, and that's what's done it for the last three things that we've had. So, appreciate the question, it's been fantastic.
And I'll say on two of those incidents, this one and the previous one where an arrest was made, it was because students came to school staff and told them before it happened, and we were able to intervene before it happened. So As Glenn stated, all the credit goes to the kids that came forward to school officials and alerted them. Within minutes, we were at the from the police department, we were at the high school. We had investigators, we had our school resource officer, and within an hour, they were in custody. So it all goes to, all the thanks goes to the kids who came forward. It really does.
Yeah, it's a scary situation. I mean, I totally get that, and I totally understand where everybody's coming from. I get it. Like I said, I have children there as well. It's just, I'm super proud of what we've done. I really am. It's fantastic, and it's the best case. All these scenarios have turned out the best case scenario for the way it could be. Are we vulnerable? Absolutely. Absolutely.
So my question is to you. Mm-hmm. So yesterday afternoon, the kids were arrested. So you had information that there could possibly be a threat. At that point, I believe that it should be up to the parents to decide if they would allow their children to go to school the next day. Yeah, a lot of kids might not go, but I'd rather my kid not go to school instead of there might be another problem. And I believe that should have been up to us to decide to let our kids go to school today.
And I would say that, noted. I will take that into consideration.
The students that were arrested, were they repeat offenders? Did they make previous threats?
Do you know?
Mm.
Not that I'm aware of. There's been no threats against the school by these two students in the past, and this is not a repeated behavior.
Will they be allowed back on campus after returning to the high school after this investigation concludes?
Well, if depending on how the investigation comes and what they find out about the threat and the credibility of the threat, the Ed Code says that this is, if what he's talking about with the conspiracy and the disruption of school, we're mandated to put him up for expulsion. But that depends on what is actually coming out of this. We're not doing the investigation, so we don't know anything yet as far as the concrete stuff. But that's a mandated thing for expulsion. I'm sure everybody understands what expulsion means. So, but again, we're just waiting until things have happened. Our part is we do know that they're in custody, and we feel like that is just a two. So we feel like that the threat is no longer there out of the situation.
Were the students that reported this issue part of the targeted group?
It's an ongoing investigation. Again, I don't want to discuss any of the other students that may or may not be involved.
Yeah, again, that would be getting into the evidence of the case, and like I said, we can't disclose the evidence that we have now, although the evidence has verified the claims made by the two students that came forward initially and spoke to school administrators. Any other questions?
I just have one last question. My son is actually graduating, so I'm grateful to be over this high school, you know, the drama, the man over here, you know, has sophomores and stuff. What would you suggest parents do to keep funding going to the school to prevent all this from happening? Like he's got, you know, 3 more years to worry. So if we needed more money for the school for this exact thing that we're dealing with right now, we have third time.
I think the best thing to do, really, to be honest with you as parents, is just to keep talking to your kids about if you see something or if you see something online or on social media, to say something, even if it's to you, and then you, in fact, call. That's really the best way to do it. Just because, really, I mean, there's kids that are doing this are all walks of life, right? So it's not one particular group that we can look at, right? I mean, it's really literally everybody. So really the best, we feel like the best thing to do is just to have them be proactive. Okay, if something's just not right, then say something, whether it's a parent, a cousin, an uncle.
And that's what you're teaching them at school.
Absolutely.
During
from
trainings,
the day they, from, or? Day they, from the day they start in kindergarten. That's what we're telling them. Okay. About everything. You know, strangers, everything. We're trying to tell them, you know, if you see something on the playground, you shouldn't be there, alert somebody to it. Anything. So, for sure.
And from a lot, just to add on to that, from a law enforcement perspective, we do now have a dedicated school resource officer, and she is based out of Fortuna High School. However, she serves the entire Hill River Valley, and she is gaining trust of students. She's talking to students, she's mentoring students, and those students do feel comfortable coming to her with information, whereas in years past when there was no school resource officer, they might not have felt so comfortable engaging either law enforcement or school officials with information that they may hear about.
And that will continue throughout the next foreseeable future?
For the foreseeable future, absolutely. We
you have money for it and everything.
Well, it's actually a county-funded position. It's county-funded through Measure Z, so as long as we receive the funding through Measure Z, we will continue to have a school resource officer, not only for the Fortuna High School, but for the entire Eel River Valley. But she is based out of Fortuna High. She has an office in Fortuna High. She's at Fortuna High every day, and she's establishing those relationships with the kids just for this reason, so they feel comfortable coming to her with information or questions, or if something doesn't seem right, they will talk to her or to school staff.
That's nice.
As far as notifying the parents yesterday or when the lockdown happened,
There was no lockdown yesterday.
There was no lockdown.
Yeah.
So
it was right at the end of the school day.
So did a call go out immediately? Did
no.
Nothing
went out? A call went out today just after we released the press release that was there.
Got it. Correct. So parents were only notified through their students, let's say.
Well, my kids didn't know.
If they knew it. Most of the stuff happened whenever all the students were gone.
So as far as the text alert that you were talking about, so you have to sign up for that, so not all parents will be able to receive it?
The text alert is something different. That's like, I believe the principal at Fortuna High has I'm not a social media guy, but has some sort of where he can push out stuff. Remind, I think that sounds right. Mm-hmm. And then the all call that we have takes the everybody's information from the student information system database and sends out a telephone call. I don't believe it's a text. I believe it's a telephone call that goes out to everybody.
Every Sunday.
Got it. And then as far as, you know, concerned parents go, like, what would you say to them going forward? If they still want to get notified as best as they can, what would you say they need to do going forward?
Well, there's a couple different ways. On the all call, they don't need to change anything unless they didn't get a call this time. Maybe we have a wrong number. Maybe their number has changed. But as far as the different reminds and everything like that, too, would be to ask in the Fortuna High School office about how do I get on that. And I wish I could tell you, but I don't have that. I can probably have them send out. I'm thinking now I could send out an email to all the parents and everything like that, too, if this is how you would get to this point. But the all call thing is automatic through the student information system that we have.
Thank you.
Do you have plans for additional press conferences or public information meetings like these as the investigation proceeds, or is this it?
At this point, we don't have plans for another press release or a press conference such as this. But if developments warrant another press conference, we will certainly have one. We still plan to push out information through press releases regarding this. And as we can, we're dealing with juvenile suspects here, so we are limited as to what information we can release in regards to this case. So it'll either be through a press release, or like I said, if events warrant, we will hopefully give you a little bit more notice and do another press conference.
So that's from the police department. Does the school have any plans for comment from parents or on how it was handled or any sort of meetings, or is that something that you'll consider having?
I would consider that, yeah. Not at this time, we don't have anything scheduled yet, but I would certainly consider that.
I'd just like to say that as this information unfolded, when Nate first heard of this, and our partnership with Fortuna High School is something special, and we really worked well together. We got the information together very quickly. We had our school resource officer and a detective getting interviews done very quickly, making an arrest very quickly. So I think this is the best case scenario based on the time that they got the information to the time we had two suspects in custody. And evidence obtained from those suspects was within hours of getting the information. So I think we have a great working relationship with the high school. Again, we have a school resource officer that's based out of the high school. She knows everybody that works at the high school. She knows the students there, and it's really helped us out in developing that relationship. So again, these things happen. The best case scenario is what happened here. Someone saw something, someone said something, and we were able to get involved immediately. Any other questions?
I don't have a specific question, but I do have a little bit of a statement as a parent. Sorry, I hope I could do this without. I have three kids in the school system, and the first thing that I'm listening, we're all scared. We're all frustrated. It's unfortunate that this is our world, right? And it's so unlike what we grew up in. But A, this is the third time, and guess what? It didn't happen. And it didn't happen because our schools are being open with our kids, and our children know that they can trust their teachers and that they can go to them. And I want to applaud Glenn, you guys, for fostering that in our kids and for being educators that listen. It's so important. And the second thing is I want to commend the Fortuna Department because you acted. Whether we got an informational call or not, and I understand the frustration, I do, you acted and you didn't hesitate. And I'm sorry, I'm super emotional, but I just want you to know that as much as we're scared and as much as we're frustrated, I see what you guys are doing and I appreciate it as a parent. And my daughter is a freshman and she is blooming at Fortuna High School. And I know it's because of the people in her life there and I really appreciate it. So thank you to our officers, thank you to our schools, because at the end of the day, everybody went home. And that's what we gotta remember, okay? So thank you. I have another baby to pick up. Thank you guys for listening to me.
I thought there was one more question. Yes.
I was just gonna actually say very similar to what she said. I'm very grateful for the relationship that you have with the school has with the police department, that our kids feel confident that when they come to your office or to a teacher and say something that they are listened to and things happen. And I'm extraordinarily grateful for that. And I do hope that the two kids that came forward, that there'll be an opportunity to thank them, their community. You know, that there are heroes, because without that, something could have happened that would have made today a lot different.
No doubt. Absolutely agree 100%. Yes?
Kind of in the same vein, we're living in a day and age where suicide, anxiety, and depression are all-time highs statistically. And these kids are spending what adults spend in full-time hours at work. They're spending those full-time hours 40 to 50 hours a week at the school system. I was just wondering if, is there any programs that have been talked about or thought about to be implemented that teach mental health and emotional intelligence to kids that might not otherwise be given that same opportunity to learn at home, unfortunately?
We're hoping that it happens in every single classroom that we have. I mean, it's a human element that always helps everything. And I feel like that we do have counselors that are specialized in that, but I feel like that happens regardless, whether it's a coach, whether it's a teacher, whether it's knowing our campus supervisor or anything like that too. I feel like they're getting that all the time. So, I believe strongly that's why these kids came forward to do that. Unfortunately, we're gonna have some kids that wanna do ill will against other kids, just the way it is. It's unfortunate, but as long as we have more kids to combat that, I think we're in good shape. And here it just took two kids to say one thing, and probably saved a ton of stuff.
Yeah. Any other questions? Well, I'd just like to also, before we close today, I'd also like to thank my staff at the Fortuna Police Department for all the hard work they've done. Our school resource officer, our patrol staff that came in, our detectives that stayed late running search warrants. They were working this case from when school was just getting out and still serving search warrants after 10 o'clock at night and gathering evidence in this case. So, and they're working, our detectives are working right now on conducting interviews and gathering more evidence even as we hold this press conference. So. I thank my staff for what they've done. I thank Glenn's staff for what they've done coming forward and fostering that environment with the kids that they feel like they can come forward and talk to a teacher. I remember when I was in school, that would be very hard for me to go up to a teacher and say something like that. I think things are a lot different now. And I think that's way better than it used to be. So, and I know Glenn is fostering that mentality at Fortuna High School.
I would just say that we know that at the high school we take it very seriously that you're sending your most precious asset to us. And that's something we take on that, we understand that, and we understand that it's not perfect. And every situation that comes up like this, we all learn. I've learned a lot just from this situation. I appreciate the input on that too, because we're not perfect. But I'd rather be sitting here and not being perfect and everybody wins than I would have to have a different conversation. So every situation that we have, we'll grow from, and we're gonna grow from this. Our staff's amazing, our students are great, everything worked out perfectly. And so I wanted to say that too. So I appreciate the good and the constructive criticism too, because we'll take that and we'll go forward with that and try to make things better.
And one last thing, we will be releasing information as it develops in the case. Obviously any pertinent information that comes out, we will be sending out through a press release. Again, if it's major information that we haven't uncovered yet, then we'll probably hold another press conference. Otherwise, it'll probably most likely be coming out through a press release. And with that, if there's no more questions, thank you very much for all coming out here and being here for this press conference. I'm sorry that I couldn't get into the evidence as much as I would like to, but this is an ongoing investigation. We're still conducting interviews and gathering evidence, and I don't want to compromise the case at all. So thank you very much.
Thank you.